Shulchan Menachem, we're going to discuss a little bit about the Afikoman that we eat at the Seder. So, we all know that at the last, basically the last thing we do before we bench, we do the Afikoman. It says in the Alter Rebbe's Haggadah that you take the Afikoman, you distribute it to all the family people. It says to each one a kizayis. So, however, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that it's best to eat two zeisim. One would be as a commemorative to the Korban Pesach. That's one reason. And the other kizayis would be as a remembrance to the matzah which is eaten with the Korban Pesach. Because that is supposed to be eaten al ha-soiva. In addition to the regular mitzvah of matzah, you want to eat the matzah al ha-soiva when you're satisfied, that's together with the Korban Pesach. And as the Rebbe explains over here, because of these two opinions, what the kizayis of matzah, that the size of the olive matzah represents, so in order to accomplish both, we're going to eat two zeisim, so we'll have one for this opinion and one for that opinion. That's the way we're going to fulfill both opinions. But what happens, the Rebbe says, we can say, if it's difficult for him to eat both of these kizayisim, so perhaps Rebbe says one can make a condition that he's eating it according to whoever the ruling is. If it's for the Korban Pesach, then let it be for the Korban Pesach. If it's for the matzah with the Korban Pesach, then with the matzah, then he'll only eat one. Although they bring down in the footnote over here that in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like the main is like the first opinion, and that one should really keep in mind that he is in Zecher for the Korban Pesach. Another point about here, it says in the Haggadah that a person should be careful not to drink after the Afikoman. And the reason is, you don't want to take away the taste of the Afikoman. You want it to last in your mouth. So the Rebbe asks several questions, which seems to be difficult. Number one, how come the Alter Rebbe only writes not to drink? Why doesn't he say not to eat after the Afikoman? We know it's more serious to eat after the Afikoman. Drinking is not so stringent after the Afikoman. So why does he say that? Number two, why does Alter Rebbe say you should be careful not to drink? Should say it's prohibited to drink, or one shouldn't drink after the Afikoman. Why does he be careful? What does it mean? Yizoher shalayishtad, not to drink. And number three, where this warning should have been written after the laws of the Afikoman, that once you finish the Afikoman, should say, don't drink, don't eat, whatever he needs to say over there. Why is he saying it before eating the Afikoman? So the Rebbe therefore learns like this, that what it means, v'yizor shalayishta, should be careful. We're telling you now that make sure to drink now enough so that you're not going to be thirsty. So the warning is right now, drink now enough so you'll be sure that you're not going to be thirsty after the Afikoman. And therefore we understand all the above questions. The Alter Rebbe didn't have to say, okay, be careful, eat now so you won't be hungry. Because to begin with, the Afikoman is eaten once you're satisfied. That's the way Afikoman is eaten. So nobody's hungry after the Afikoman. So they don't have to tell you to be careful to eat now enough. Number two, the Alter Rebbe isn't coming to teach you the laws of the prohibition of eating and drinking after the Afikoman. Those are laws that the Shulchan Aruch is for. But he's trying to tell you customs for the Seder. You have to drink so you won't be thirsty afterward. And therefore it's understood. So when do we tell you this warning? The last time to warn you about this is right next to the Afikoman, and right before it. That's why before and close, before the Yoichel, he says to you, be careful, make sure to drink now enough, and therefore you won't be hungry, you won't be thirsty. And the Rebbe brings it out in other words. If you are not going to put an effort in that you shouldn't be thirsty, and you're going to want to drink a lot, then eventually they would allow you to violate the view of many of some codifiers, and they will allow you to drink. Because the person is thirsty, some allow, and we're going to allow you. So he says to you, warn you to drink now beforehand. But he doesn't have to tell you eat now, because nobody says that you can eat after the Afikoman. So we want to make sure that you're not going to violate even those poskim that say that you're allowed to drink, because if you're going to be very thirsty, we'll allow you to do so. So that's why he's telling you, be careful, make sure, drink now enough, so that you won't be thirsty later on.